October 21st, 1899. Earthly goods must serve for the sanctification of men, not as his idols. The cause of chastisements. After going through most bitter days of privation, I was feeling tired and exhausted in my strength, though I kept offering those very pains, saying, "Lord, you know how much it cost me to be without you. But I resign myself to your most holy will, offering this most bitter pain as a means to attest my love and to placate you. These bothers, annoyances, wearinesses, coldnesses that I feel, I intend to send to you as messengers of praises and of reparations for myself and for all creatures. This I have, and this I offer you. Surely you accept the sacrifice of the goodwill when one offers you what he can with no reserve. But come, for I can take no more." Many times I had the temptation to conform to justice, thinking that I myself was the cause of his not coming. In fact, in these past days, Jesus had told me that if I did not conform, I would force him not to come, and not to tell me anything anymore, so as not to grieve me. But I did not have the heart to do it, more so since obedience did not consent to it either. While I was amid these bitternesses, first a light came, with a voice saying, "In so far as man meddles in earthly things, so does he move away and lose esteem for eternal goods. I gave riches that they might use them for their sanctification, but they have used them to offend me and to form an idol for their hearts. And I will destroy them, and their riches together with them." After this, I saw my dearest Jesus, but so insuffering, offended, and indignant with the people as to strike terror. Immediately I began to say to him, "Lord, I offer you your wounds, your blood, the most holy use you made of your senses during the course of your mortal life, to repair for the offenses and for the bad use that creatures make of their senses." And Jesus, assuming a serious look, almost thundering, said, "Do you know how the senses of creatures have become? Like the screams of fierce animals, which, with their roars, drive men away, rather than letting them get close. The rot and the multiplicity of sins that spurts out from their senses is such that they force me to flee. And Lord, how indignant I see you. If you want to continue sending chastisements, I want to come. Otherwise, I want to get out of this state. Why remain in it, since I can no longer offer myself as victim to spare the people?" And he, addressing me with seriousness, so much that I felt terrified, told me, "You want to touch the two extremes. Either you want me to do nothing, or you want to come. Are you not content that people are spared in part? Do you think that Corato is the best and the least in offending me? And my having spared it compared to other towns, is this something trivial? So, content yourself and calm yourself, and while I occupy myself with chastising the people, you accompany me with your sighs and with your sufferings. Pray me so that the very chastisements may turn out for the conversion of the peoples.